Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or anything. Hello, hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day and you are winding down for your evening. So today, I am so thrilled to come to you all on another episode. But before I begin, I would like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for guiding us throughout the day, Father God. You are just so awesome to us. Thank you just for kissing and moving and working on our behalf, Father God. Some things that you have done we don't even know about, but we declare, we decree that you are awesome and you will get the glory out of our life no matter what it is. Father God, we even thank you for the upcoming election, Father God, that you would intervene and move like only you know how to move, Father God. You know every trick of the internet, everything seen, everything unseen. Father God, we believe and we declare that we're going to fully trust you no matter which way it goes. You are awesome. You are a show. Jesus, amen. All right, everyone. So we're going to be talking about effective bullying strategies today. And I wanted to talk about that because, you know, I didn't even get to see the debate, the presidential debate, and I heard of it, and I may have seen a clip. I could not sit there and listen to it or even look at it. And it makes it more prevalent of why we need to talk about effective strategies towards against bullying. Now, some of these things are effective. Some of these things may not be effective when it, you know, if you pertain to the presidential campaign, the debate. But what I am going to say, bullying is more prevalent today. It is often ignored when it pertains to adults. It's ignored because, you know, most people assume that adults can handle the backlash, or most people can handle the bullying versus, you know, like if you're a child, you know, a child may tend to have some challenges when it pertains to somebody is actually bullying. So I wanted to just talk about these things. I was actually reviewing StopBullying.gov as well as CASERS, which CASERS is a national organization with it's CASERS.org, and they actually have their organization is standing against. And I will say this, one of the interesting things that I find is that StopBullying.gov is owned by the government, and I would say some of the information is not always up to date as it should be, versus if you have a different organization such as CASERS, it's more updated with some different information for 2020 and, you know, a few years before 2020. Versus if you look at StopBullying.gov, some of the information where the child is not accessible or some of the links in the page is not working properly. You know, so these are some things where we have to make the people in charge aware of these things that's not actually working. If you're standing against bullying, if your organization, a community, or a teacher, a leader, and you're trying to find different strategies, training, material to stand against bullying, you know, everything flows from the top. down and you want to get reliable information, and not just reliable information, you want to make sure that you get the most current information. And you know what worked 5 years ago may not work for what is happening today, because we know that bullying is a public health, you know, emergency. That we have, these are some things that we have to address, because you know, when people are bullied, they are facing their safety and health, their well-being is in jeopardy, you know, based on the extent of bullying. So let's get into this. I wanted to talk about the different ways we can look at what is working and what is not working. You know, as I said on the OASIS committee years ago in the school, and I learned that what wasn't working was the fact of some of the teachers in their approach when it pertains to bullying, where they was not able to address bullying like they was trained. And that's simply because some of them did inform that they did not have the time, because something else was probably going on down the hallway that they had to address that may have been a bullying situation, versus addressing something that is actually a bullying situation. So those are some things that did not work, is the approach with the teachers at school. It did not work well, and that's because of the time and some of the things that they had to cram into getting the kids to learn, and they are pushing more so the standardized learning testing versus ensuring that the safety and well-being of our children is their top concern as well, versus trying to get them to pass a grade. You know, we learned that with children, you know, even as a mom, I know this, even with children, you have to learn how to build a relationship with them. And part of building a relationship with them, you have to take some time to get to know them, take some time to talk to them. Just have a general, you know, conversation with the child versus just assuming everything is okay, and, you know, that's just another student, they'll be all right, I'm not going to take time. You know, you have to take time and show love. Those were, that is one of the approach strategies that actually works. You know, it works in many different areas when we're talking about bullying in children as well as adults. You know, you have to show that you love one another in spite of their differences, in spite of you being a teacher, they being a student, in spite of you being the boss and they being the employee. We have to just take time to just show love by simply showing the act of kindness, just saying hello, just taking the time versus in the fast-paced society that we have, we're living. Everything is like a microwave. We want everything to pop out and come out quickly. We're constantly on the go. So loving others is one strategy to help. Now, let's talk about what else we can do that actually did not work. I would say most schools that I know that I have been a part of, they have different posters around the board, around the school, and it says zero tolerance for bullying. I would say that it's great that you have posters around saying zero tolerance for bullying, but that is not always effective, because just because you see something does not mean that it's actually being enforced. Let's just say you go to a fast food restaurant, and that fast food restaurant, they have like a flyer to say, okay, this special is $3.99. You go to the register and you say, okay, it's no longer available, but they didn't take the sign down. So, you know, we just have to make sure that what we're posting, we are also putting into action versus it just being another sign on a wall or another sign on the door. Kids want to know that they are being looked after by making sure there are policies in place and put into action that is actually being used versus another thing on the wall. So that is something that did not work well as far as in the effective approach towards bullying. a different way where we can look at it as though hosting different, a meetup group, perhaps, and a meetup group will be able to provide feedback. Now, what works, I would say, having a parent on that meeting, to ensure that they are able to give feedback as a parent, also have community members as well as school officials on that so that they can discuss different challenges. But what I would say is that has been a process that has been effective, but I would say that it will be great to get feedback from the students, per se, and the adults, because it doesn't just happen to the students, it happens to the adults as well, to just create a survey, perhaps, or maybe suggestions or feedback cards so that people can anonymously write what is working, what is not working, and what areas that you all may be talking about. So that are some things that you can just kind of implement a little bit better when it pertains to bullying. As we know, there's a pandemic, and most of the bullying may not happen, you know, in person. It will happen by cyberbullying because children are doing virtual learning. The best way you have educators, I get things on a time frame. Educators are put in place. So you can raise the red flag when it pertains to something that's out of the norm, like if a child may seem depressed, logging on or in school, or you notice that a child head is down or they're distracted. These are some things that you can inquire about that maybe they are open up a little bit more to explain to you what may be going on, or you can potentially stop that from even happening. Another thing that actually can help is being a mentor. You know, we don't have a lot of mentors. I remember my son growing up and they had Big Brother, Big Sister mentorship program. And that was the only program I would say I knew of, and my son sat there on the waiting list for many years. And they said, well, we can't give them a Big Brother, but we can give them a Big Sister. And I'm like, no, you don't need a Big Sister. You know, you need a Big Brother, which was the Big Brother, Big Sister program. So we need a lot of other people to step up, and I understand that sometimes that can be challenging with the time constraints, but we do have a lot of things in place. We do have a lot of things in place where you can make use of your smartphone, make use of your laptop, email, different things that, you know, we know that we have ability to do, make use of the time we have. Also, you can do that by showing up consistently by engaging, you know, with that child. I remember me being in elementary, and I had a lunch buddy. Oh, my, I love my lunch buddy. She came there every so often, and she brought me lunch. Taking that time out to help someone else. So that's something that can be more effective. Also, something that can be more effective is knowing your role and your approach towards bullying, knowing your role in bullying. You know, are you the parent that's allowing this to happen to someone else's child because your child is doing it, or are you the boss that actually is the man that's causing different groups to act a certain way towards someone, which is social relational bullying? So these are some different areas where no one is exempt. I mean, you just have to know your role in it. Are you the bystander that sees this happening, but you're not going to speak up or you're not going to intervene? I get that the study shows that children and adults don't know how to approach it. And I would say this is most of us, we are human, and our flesh, sometimes we allow our flesh to react to things.
meaning in someone's belief, someone you know, your ultimate thought is to, okay, let me go handle that and fight someone. But study shows that that does not actually work. And on patients.org, it says that the students report that fighting back or getting back at them made matters worse. So we definitely have to look at our approach, how we're going to step in. It's a way you can step in to remove the victim from being even more victimized by the inappropriate behavior, the bullying behavior. I try not to label a child a bully. I understand that there are definitions really to what a bully is. However, we want to, in my organization, we want to label the behavior and not the child, because that can stick with a child, you know, to adulthood. Another thing you can do is speak with other organizations and community members to possibly host an event. It's always good to collaborate with others. And, you know, someone may have more expertise than you in your field, but it's all about working together as a united front so that you can get a positive end result, so that you can enforce things and see change in the community. As I said before, it's more prevalent in today's society. We are bullying is acceptable, even from, you know, world leaders. And it's just really sad, because that is not something you want to portray to a child, let alone an adult. Okay? So I want to share with you briefly about a story in the Bible, which was Joseph. And, you know, this is just very profound to me. And I was thinking about a scripture that relates to effective approach towards anti-bullying, effective approach to, well, actually work strategy. So I remember Joseph being in the Bible, and he was, you know, a young man, and he had many different brothers, you know. His brothers had different moms, you know, they had the same dad. And I thought about how his brothers treated him, because he was favored by his father. And I look at that, and I try to put that into what is happening today. And I know that sometimes parents, we have our pick, you know, our favorite child, and we may cater to them a little bit more than the other. And, you know, if you would ask a parent, a mom or father, they would say, no, I don't have a favorite pick, you know. But ultimately, a child knows if they are being treated differently than the other child, where one child is getting a little bit more attention than another child. So this started with how the father treated one child versus the other children. And I would say that you need to spend equal amount of time with each child that you have. And sometimes it's great for you to have that alone time with each child where the other child is not present, if you have, you know, some family members or a potential, the father or the mom of the child, they can actually take that child, the other child, away for a little while you can spend time with the other child so that they can understand and feel love versus feeling the separation. So what caused the issue between Joseph and his brother is ultimately it did start from the father. And, you know, when Joseph, you know, he was a mighty anointed man, and God was just placing different visions in his mind. And his brother, the more and more Joseph explained and shared with his brother to what was going on, happening was the brothers made fun of him every time he told them the dream that God had placed in his heart. He even told his dad, and his dad said, okay. So his brothers went somewhere. I'm trying to paraphrase. I'm paraphrasing. You can find the story in Genesis 37. And it says, his brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he said. Then he had another dream, and he told his brother. Listen, he said, I had another dream, and this time the sun and the moon and 11 stars was bowing down to me. When he told his father as well as his brother, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground? His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. So his father took heed of what he was saying. You know, a parent knows their child. You know, sometimes things can come off as though, I don't know where this coming from, but you will consider that. So ultimately, you can read on, you will see that Joseph went to find his brothers. They were actually working somewhere. So Joseph was his brothers. And then ultimately, Joseph came to his brother, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty. There were no water in it. So his brothers were so jealous of him, they stripped him of his robe that is there again, and put him in the cistern. There's so many different areas here, bullying of her, because they was jealous of her. And as educators, as humans, we have to be more aware of things and how we handle it. We have to handle it. We center everything around us and know that every child deserves the equal amount of attention. Every person deserves the equal amount of attention. And no one deserves to be treated differently because of their ethnicity, because of their age, because of their religion, because of their disability, or because of the color of their skin, or because of what they're wearing. You will understand and see. So this is and I'm ready to show you more truth. Just encouraging you to just center things around love. Learn to be a mentor to someone. Learn and know your role in bullying and take an approach to bullying. Where do you know how to approach it? If you think bullying actually going on, engage to try to assure that victim is behaving. You can do this back to later. You don't have to take everything organized to get included. See that today's time that in the age of physical safety issues. Not to lose for. See y'all next time. This is yours truly, Megan. Be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.